Chapter 17. We always knew the killer must have had an accomplice. I don't think they could have disposed of the body in that pond so quickly otherwise, Nance said as they rushed out of the building on their way to Lexi's car. Nance had called the cleaning company, pretending to be a neighbor of the Pendletons. She'd buttered them up by saying how wonderfully clean the Pendletons' home was and that it had passed her strict white glove inspection. Then she expressed an interest in having the same person clean her house. But before she would enter into any kind of agreement, she would have to have her people do a background check. The company was eager enough to give the woman's name out, Amelia Little, and a few keystrokes later, Ruth discovered she lived in an apartment on the other side of town, to which they were now headed. Listen, guys, I'd love to spend all day investigating, but I have a business to run, Lexi said.
Oh, don't worry, dear. We'll help you with the business afterwards. You know, five pairs of hands are better than one, Ruth said.
Lexi angled the rearview mirror to peer back at Ruth's eager face. It was nice of them to offer to help, but Lexi wasn't sure how much help they actually would be. Though she did love investigating, she needed to pay attention to her bread and butter, the bakery business.
Just this one trip, dear.
Nance gave her the look from the passenger seat, and Lexi snapped her attention back onto the road.
After that, Ruth can drive us around in the olds.
Lexi frowned as she navigated the streets. The idea of Ruth driving them around was unsettling. Maybe she could just text Cassie and see if she could watch the bakery for the rest of the day. Their part-time girl, Holly, was helping out all day and had been in early since Lexi and Cassie were busy with the brunch. The bakery should be well covered, but she still hated spending so much time away from it.
So now we're back to Susan and Rupert being the killers. I knew we were on the right track all along,
Ida said as she stared out the side window.
Right, we just got the victim wrong, Helen said. I was kind of surprised to see that Susan has so much money in the bank. Judging by that little house she lives in, I thought she didn't have much. Maybe she inherited a lot from her folks. But then if she did, why doesn't Olive seem to have as much money? Ida asked. It takes a lot to run that big house the Pendletons have. Plus, Kingsley said Susan invested her money wisely.
Nance twisted around in her seat to look at the ladies in the back, who all nodded.
Maybe Olive wasn't as wise with her investments. This is the street coming up, Ruth said, her eyes locked on the GPS display on her phone.
Lexi turned onto the street. It was filled with two-story older apartments on small patches of land barely larger than the building itself. All the homes were nicely maintained and the yards neatly kept. Though the parked cars were older, none of them were junkers. It was the type of neighborhood where younger people with decent jobs would rent before they were able to buy their own homes.
Pull in here.
Ruth pointed to a parking spot at the side of the road. The house is that red one over there. Lexi did as told, and they all piled out of the car and gathered on the porch of the red house. Nance rang the bell.
If Amelia is our victim, she's not going to answer.
Ida pressed her face against the window, then jumped back as a figure came from the back of the house toward the door. A dark-haired woman of about 25 stood in the doorway, an inquisitive look on her face.
Can I help you?
We're looking for Amelia Little, Nan said.
Amelia was a blonde, so unless she'd recently dyed her hair, the woman at the door was not her. The woman's eyes drifted among them.
And what is this in regard to?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. We forgot to introduce ourselves. We are the Ladies Auxiliary, and we heard from Olive Pendleton how wonderful Amelia was at cleaning, and we were hoping to secure her services. Nance peered over the woman's shoulder. Is she home?
Olive Pendleton sent you? Isn't she nice? The woman said. Oh, I'm Amelia's sister.
Yes, Olive is very nice, Nance said. Is Amelia home?
No, I'm so sorry. Didn't Olive tell you? She sent Amelia on a little trip. Well, it was all very quick. I guess she got the tickets and couldn't use them and wanted to reward Amelia for her hard work.
A trip? Lexi asked. What kind of trip?
To the Bahamas. Isn't that cool? I just wish they'd had two tickets instead of one.
The sister leaned against the door jamb.
So she went by herself? Lexi asked.
Yep. Left on Friday, I believe it was. She left me a note.
So you didn't see her leave? Nan said.
The sister's brow furrowed.
No. Why?
Oh, no reason, Nan said.
So your sister must be close to the Pendletons, both Olive and Rupert?
I don't know about that. But Mrs. Pendleton is really nice to her. She gives Amelia a lot of her old clothes. They're the same size, but they don't have a lot of money, which is why this trip was a big surprise.
I'll bet it was, Ida said.
The sister shot Ida a confused look, then said,
She'll be back tomorrow if you guys want to come back then.
She stepped back from the door and started to close it.
Have a great day.
They turned away from the door. As they walked down the steps, Ida whispered,
Nice, my patootie. Maybe Rupert and Susan somehow left a note that the sister thought was from Amelia to explain why she wasn't around.
The victim was wearing the maroon sweater that you saw on the back of the book jacket, Lexi pointed out. Ruth snapped her fingers.
That's right. I had forgotten about that. And that girl just told us Olive gave her old clothes to Amelia.
A maid would have access to all kinds of household secrets. She could find hidden love letters or witness secret rendezvous, Helen said. And a maid would certainly be happy to increase her meager income with some blackmail money,
Ida added.
We should look into Amelia's finances and see if she's made any big deposits lately, Nan said.
Now, let's not forget the basics. We've already established means, and we're pretty sure we know the motive.
But we need to establish opportunity, Ruth said.
That's right. We need to establish that Amelia was at the Pendleton's house Saturday morning, Ida said.
We need someone that keeps an eagle eye on the neighborhood. And I know just the person, Helen said. Mrs. Jensen.